Cheers to the luck of the Irish.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun.
We're playing Irish or Down Syndrome?
There's a lady apparently jerking off a man.
Is that a great TV show?
And what we're seeing here is a hands-free solution to sperm collection from the South China Post.
What's going on, Nick?
Hello, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
Happy St. Patty's, dude. Happy St. Patrick's Day, CJ.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for remembering my name, dude.
I know. Sorry, it's Alzheimer's.
For sure.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun.
Yeah, to me.
It looked like a leprechaun. What a great video. A classic, you know.
A true classic, dude.
My younger sister, Jen, is in Dublin right now. My older sister is in Maui right now. And I am just happy to be here right now.
Outstanding.
With you two guys. I have the luck of the Irish during the potato famine.
And I'm Pedro, dude. I am also lucky to be here, dude. I ran here today. Mm-hmm. Felt pretty good. Didn't wear any green, but my vape's green. So holla at your boy.
Holla.
Hell yeah. I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for new jokes and dates and all that kind of good stuff. Oh, yeah. I borrowed one today, dude.
Borrowed what?
A joke. Why should you never iron a four-leaf clover?
Why?
You don't want to press your luck.
That's a good
one. Fair one to date.
Whoa. It's favorite or the best opening
well,
joke.
Well, cheers to the luck of the Irish, folks.
What are we, fucking alcoholics?
Yep.
Happy St. Patrick's
Happy
Day,
St.
everybody.
Happy St. Patty's Day, guys.
Oh, that's some great
shit tequila.
So, Nick, do you actually have Irish heritage, or are you just an alcoholic?
I'm just an alcoholic. European.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm not an alcoholic, dude. Why are you attacking me right off the bat?
No,
dude.
That was rude.
Fucking
yeah.
Skip over.
He's trying to
you know what?
He's trying to skip
he
over
the tequila
that.
Tequila in him. He's getting anger.
No, I've never gotten a fight before.
My insides are warm now.
That's the best feeling.
It is a good feeling.
So you turn into an alcoholic if you had that nice, warm, tingly sensation. You chase that every day.
Heck yeah. And then you just have the Irish curse.
Which is?
Small penis.
Actually, contrary to popular belief.
Like a potato.
Contrary to popular belief, dude.
Yeah.
I got a decent piece on me, okay?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a surprise to a lot of people.
But decent meaning like it's bad, but it's like decent.
But it's decent,
like,
yeah, no, for sure.
It's civilized.
Yeah, yes, yeah. The civilized
it's a respectable penis.
Yeah. It's decent the way a Greek statue has. It's decent.
Dude, you never saw fucking that statue grow, though. I'm a grower, not a shower, dudes. You know what? That's
nobody wants to see it.
That's not true, dude.
Okay.
Just ask your girl.
Whoa.
Did she see it?
Whoa, dude.
Has she seen it?
Yeah, she's seen it.
Damn, that's crazy.
What'd she say about it?
Yeah, what did she say?
Smaller than she thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But she was honest, at least.
That's true. Yeah. Honesty is the best policy.
Who's Randy McNally?
Randy.
Bradford's over here saying all sorts of crazy things. In the
Who's
chat.
Randy?
Who's Randy McNally?
Randy McNally says fire, fire, fire.
That sounds scary, dude. But anyway,
sounds like he's about to shoot up a school.
On to bigger and better things, because I saw this has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day, but I want to watch this video because, you know, like Japanese TV shows are amongst some of the best TV shows. And when you see some of these things that they have out there, it'd be wild and dude. Well, hell yeah, dude.
What's going on? Is it like a Japanese variety show?
Japanese game show right out the gate on St. Patty's Day?
Yeah.
What do you think, Japanese can't be Irish?
We are love the Irish.
Let's take a look.
Nobody else wants to. That's fine.
I was going to delve into this video real quick.
I am Eilish.
All right.
My name's Billie Eilish.
This is one of the best TV shows. I would watch this religiously, honestly.
Okay, there's a lady apparently jerking off a man.
Yeah.
She is jerking
She's
a man off.
She's trying to make him bust.
Oh, is he trying to resist?
Oh, and he's talking into the microphone. And he looks like he might have a little bit of Down syndrome.
Oh, Down syndrome.
Is he Down syndrome or just Japanese?
Just Japanese.
Oh, okay, good for him.
Damn, and she's whispering sweet nothings into his ear.
Dude, a whisper in your ear will make you come.
I'm about to bust just watching her do that.
Holy shit. You got a pillow I can place over my lap?
The twist is she has a penis. Is that a great TV show?
That's a great TV show every week. Yeah.
Can I participate in that?
I would move to wherever they film that.
Just be like,
filming live from Orlando Studios.
Just the audience at the applause thing, like applause, everybody was clapping. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty
and
sick.
You're just getting jerked off in front of a fucking studio audience.
May I ask you a quick question?
Nobody loses.
Yeah, it's a win-win. It's a real win-win for you.
Yeah.
How did you stumble across that video,
World
Star Hip Hop.
David Lee Corbo wants to know if we would be opposed, and I'm going to just right off the bat say I'm not opposed, to fans sending in dick pics, and we'll rate them live on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we'll rate them.
Yeah, we'll rate them.
We'll
yeah,
rate your dick, dude.
Send them over, dude.
I'll lick it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll lick my phone screen.
Yeah, I'll lick it. Is it like a scratch and sniff?
Oh, man. Yeah, cool. Hope you're doing all right, David.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? Of course he's doing all right.
He's doing better, dude. Than, doing better than you. Look, you look like a lesbian, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm non-binary, first of all. Okay, don't ever call me a lesbian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez, this guy.
You look like a couple mint leaves short of a shamrock shake, dude. How's that? Did I get him?
Hell yeah, dude.
Did I get him, you said, yeah. Dude? God, you look like your grandpa, dude.
You've never met my grandpa.
He's dead. Yeah. So
what? Okay, so what?
You know what, Pedro? You got to do your own growing, no matter how tall your grandfather was, okay? That's an old Irish saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
No wonder they're so gay.
I hate the Irish, dude.
The Irish aren't good people, dude. I don't care what you say. The Irish are not good people.
The potato famine, if we can go back to the potato famine, it was literally God's work.
Yeah, well, to try to exterminate the
gingers and people absolutely. That slur their speech.
Yeah. I mean,
terrible place.
Bradford said you look like water beads up and rolls off your back.
Come and find out, Brad.
Come I don't know find if he's. Out, I don't know if he's calling you a duck or a wet
a dyke.
Back. Oh, I'm sorry. That was David Lee Corbo who said that.
Oh, dude,
we can't talk like that. We just got back on IG Live after 6 months. You can't be saying things like a wet,
wet, wet woman a that wet loves
duck. A wet dog.
Yeah,
wet duck.
Ah, cheers. Good cheers. Stuff here, boys.
Cheers for giving up on me, Irish folk.
What do you mean by that?
Cheers for giving up.
The Irish gave up on you?
Everybody gave up on me. That's why nobody's here. I'm just surprised, guys. Surprise party to my depression.
Surprise, I'm depressed.
Sad boy Nick.
No, is he returning?
Yeah.
Why, dude? You're at the peak of your life. You just had a child.
I didn't have a child. She did all
that. She had a child.
Depression.
Yeah.
But you're a
loser.
I've gotten secondhand depression.
Damn, is that possible?
Secondhand depression from...
Don't wince at that, dude. Let him feel his feelings.
From hanging out with you fucking losers, dude. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. He's like, maybe I am depressed.
Then I remember, nope.
You should be depressed. That's the problem, is you're so...
Why? Why should I be depressed, dude?
Your penis? Let's start with that.
No, my penis does the job just fine,
attracted to small children? Let's start with that.
Okay, don't be spreading misinformation out there.
You don't like black people?
That's malinformation.
And that's a fact.
That's not a
fact.
That's
a fact. That's factual.
How'd you figure that out?
Your porn searches.
It's not my fault that I like white porn, dude.
Yeah. But white porn's saying the
end.
Oh, I'm total chaos.
Damn, dude, that light just fell over and knocked everything down, dude.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun.
Oh shit, maybe it was a little leprechaun, dude.
It was this little
He's
leprechaun.
He's like, oh,
right
you
here.
Guys are talking shit about me. That's not an Irish. That's not an Irish accent. Dude, the little leprechaun is fucking talking shit. He's gonna go pee really quick.
Why is he gonna pee in the beginning of the episode?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
He's got problems. You know this. Damn, he just ruined everything for us.
Sorry, Nokia, I love you.
What are you doing with that banana, dude? We're still doing that banana thing? I thought that was a joke. Hey! You do not say
that.
My mom's not fat. You've never met my mom.
I have.
She's not fat.
We've kissed.
Did you tell my dad?
Straight to you.
Yeah. About as straight as your fucking sexual orientation.
Pedro, David Lee Corbo wants to know. How old are you? You look like you drink adrenochrome, he said. And he's not wrong.
I'm the same age as you fuckers. I'll be 33 in April, dude. My birthday's coming up.
The problem is he smells bad. He has that old person smell.
I smell bad because I fucking ran here, dude, okay?
You always smell bad. You don't run all the time.
You're right.
Yeah.
Why
he
is
does
that?
Have the runs
Your
all
blood time. Pressure runs pretty quickly, but besides that.
Nice.
No, it does not. It actually fucking slows the fuck down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got slow blood pressure.
Slow blood
he
pressure.
He smells
dude.
Because he has the runs all the time.
I think slow because your veins are contracting and it's not letting as much blood run through. The blood, the necessarily blood to to keep pumping your heart.
Is that Joe Rogan?
Look it up, Jamie.
We are local Joe Rogan. You just skip away. You just skipped away like a leprechaun.
Fucking frolicked away, dude.
Me lucky charms.
Oh, they look at the Irish.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. That was crazy, dude. That's never happened before.
Yeah, that was chaos.
That was absolute chaos. Sorry, folks at home watching.
Yeah, sorry that we do it all live and we don't edit anything out either. Because we could easily edit all that out.
We could edit that all out.
It'd be movie magic. We'd be right back to it.
Yeah. DreamWorks is going to call us up and be like, hey, you guys want a job? Because you guys edit so well.
But back to that bus show. Can we get back to that, dude?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know after a year, like,
Ripley's Believe It or Bust, dude. What is it? What's it called?
What?
Ripley's Believe It or Bust. The show.
I think it's like, Can You Bust or something like that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Look it up, people.
Slime Time Live, I think.
Slime Time Live.
Welcome, Gerardo. You just missed the chaos. We're talking about a show that we just watched a clip from where a lady jerks a man off on TV.
And he tries not to bust.
Could you?
It's a game.
Could you not bust?
I don't think I'd get it up, honestly. I know you were asking him, but let me answer first.
If we ever do a drinking game, it's every time he cuts CJ, I'm going to drink, and we'll be blackout drunk at the end.
Dude, that's a lot of cameras and fucking lights on you, you know? I don't think I could perform under those circumstances.
You can't perform to begin with.
Oh! That's a lie. Ask your girl, dude.
Oh! Again?
Oh, again, dude.
I know you're a cheater, but like that, dude,
me and her got something going on, dude.
That's crazy. So you're in this as a threesome?
Ooh, Polly.
Polly.
Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket,
that's
dude.
I call my vibrator.
You have a vibrator?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, dude. You that's so woke. That's 23 of you.
You don't have a vibrator?
No, I don't.
Bigot. Yeah.
Okay, so CJ. Could you hold yourself from busting?
Yeah. I jerk off too much. Like, you know what I mean? I'm pretty.
Would you even get an erection? Right.
You have more of the issue of like not coming.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, I don't come quick.
Yeah.
Most of the time. It's happened, but very rarely.
What about you, dude?
No, I'd come instantly.
Really?
I come so quick.
When a stranger just fondles your balls, you just bust?
Dude, the balls.
Oh, I'm going to make you come.
The balls and the whisper.
He said stranger, dude.
The dirty talk in the ear, dude.
Oh, sweet nothings in the ear, dude?
Yeah.
God, so hot.
God. Yeah, what do you think kind of saying? Voice or breathing in the ear?
I love the white boy penis. I will make you a cum. You're so hot.
¿Quién crees que eres?
A blast off.
What?
Dishonor to your family.
Stop doing that, dude.
Oh, dude.
Whoa. Oh, we fell into the ground, dude.
This is the luck of the Irish, dude. This is the luck of the Irish. We were talking shit about them. They're the scum of the earth. And then all these bad things happen to us.
Yeah, we do have the luck of the Irish today. Nick, Gerardo says you are fat as hell. He said you're so chubby.
Whoa, dude.
That isn't very nice.
Give him a break. He had a hernia. He hasn't been able to work out for 3 months.
Welcome, Barton. We were just talking about a Japanese game show where a woman was jerking a man off.
That turned off at some point, which is unfortunate. But we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, good. We're doing good.
Should you... that's too late now.
Anyways, who's Gerardo, dude? Because that name is terrible. I hope you get deported.
I don't know, but he knows who you are, and he thinks you're fat.
Well, that's embarrassing for you, dude. How's that feel?
Let's watch another Asian thing.
You have another Asian thing?
Yeah, check this out.
Super Asian on this Irish holiday, dude.
The Irish are the Asians.
Irish is the new Asian. That's a good show on Netflix.
Here's what Jordan Peterson was busy sharing on his timeline.
Oh, guys, another video of him making his bed.
So what we're looking at is...
What? Oh, come on, dude.
Three men in hospital beds with, like...
Is this
the same show, Can You Bust?
It might be, because they've got penis pumps on them. You can go to the produced episode after, you know, tomorrow on our YouTube to see what we're seeing.
So what are they doing?
And they're just getting jerked off, strapped to this bed.
Why?
By machines. So apparently that was actually somebody's...
Some milking station?
It was a milking station in the UK.
What the fuck?
It was like a fetish thing. But that account shared it as what's going on in China.
Hope there's not a lab leak there.
Breach one child policy. So that's what it said there. And then... Peterson thought it was real, and he reshared it, and he said, such fun and unbelievable techno nightmare CCP.
What the fuck is
hell.
Jordan Peterson doing resharing that, dude?
Yeah, why is he looking at
milking
guys
station porn?
He didn't realize it was that. He thought it was the CCP.
Child porn.
He
loves that stuff.
Of course, yeah. Those Canadians, man. I tell you something. Yeah.
What he thought it was this. And what we're seeing here is a hands-free solution to sperm collection from the South China Post. They're putting these in hospitals in China for men who are too embarrassed to masturbate in the hospital. And these
what
are
the
little
hell?
Machines. If you're watching at home, we're watching little machines that are basically...
What do you just ask?
Fleshlights.
Fleshlights, yeah, attached
pumping,
to like
yeah,
a little...
Pumping back and forth. What yeah. do you like, tell your wife, like, or to ask the doc, like, hey, how much longer on this pregnancy, on this birth? Like, do I have time to go fucking rub one out?
Yeah.
Or pump one out,
I mean, if your wife's at the hospital, she'll service every bed, so...
Damn. Do you room to room? Room service? Housekeeping.
Imagine just being like huddled over in the corner, getting sucked off by this machine.
Just be like,
yeah, imagine that, CJ. I'm pretty weird, right?
Just be like, breathe, baby, breathe, babe.
It's just like
the leaps and bounds of technology.
It's a room, and in the corner, there's a little machine. The noises, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like
Eva.
And this guy's just like,
Wally.
And he's got like a knob to turn to like,
you can adjust settings.
How quick it'll
sweet.
Hope they clean
pump
them
and shit.
Between uses.
Yeah, what's the fucking. Well,
who's cleaning those?
What's the hygiene behind these?
Doctors. You have to be a doctor to clean that.
Yeah, you do have to be a doctor to clean that.
That's crazy. At least put like a fucking barrier wall between each pump station. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to like look over and just see fucking Gerardo's piece getting all knocked up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
You know, it's like if you're too embarrassed to pump one out at the hospital, but you're not embarrassed to go to the fucking wall station and just
true.
You know, like where's the embarrassment?
This is automation taking over jobs, dude. That lady that was jerking that guy off on TV, she's not gonna have a job next year when
damn,
those things come out.
True,
that's true,
true.
That's sad.
Yeah,
I've never even thought about that because I guess if you're in the hospital for a long time, you're gonna want to.
Rub one out.
Pleasure yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, these sheets are so.
Well, there's something
stale.
About it. I mean,
so crunchy, these sheets.
Off the bat, there's something about hospitals that gets me riled up.
No,
so,
you're kidding.
Huh?
You're kidding.
You don't think hospitals are hot?
You don't get horny at the hospital?
You don't get fucking bricked up at a hospital, dude?
No, dude.
What?
You can miss me with that. Sheesh.
Damn, dude. I get raging boners
really?
At a hospital, yeah. Hmm. I think it's just all the death that's around like hospitals.
A children hospitals?
He's just kidding.
I'm kidding, Instagram. It's obviously a joke.
Obviously.
Somebody that dresses like that wouldn't be attracted to children.
No, absolutely not.
And smokes up. Let me get over there.
Tastes like candy. Tastes like
is
candy.
That Shamrock shit. That Shamrock shake.
Tastes like candy. Damn, I would have had you in my bed in 2 minutes, dude.
I think you could have, dude. I think if I met you 10 years ago, we could have done some gay stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, in the gay chapter of my life.
Hmm.
Like 20,
was that
23?
10 years ago?
22, 23 in college.
That's interesting.
Kissed a couple guys.
Same.
Was the luck of the Irish.
I wasn't in college. Top of the morning to ya.
Yeah, dude. Nothing like kissing a couple bros. Mustache to mustache. There's nothing wrong with that. Have you kissed some guys, CJ?
I actually have not.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Do you want to do it?
I mean, three-way.
He's at the gay point in his life right now,
so
dude.
You're in this as a threesome?
I would have guessed that, honestly, though. I don't think you'd ever kiss the guy.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I would say, if somebody asked me, as one of your friends, which one of your friends never kissed a guy before, I would have been like, CJ.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He can't even kiss girls.
That's not funny.
Sorry.
It's pretty funny.
That wasn't funny. It was mean, dude. That was harsh.
Come on, dude.
Well, I mean, Gerard
sorry,
called
he
you.
Started attacking me. Then
no,
Gerard
called you fat, dude. Yeah. I understand. You're just lashing out.
I'm not lashing out, dude.
A little bit.
I'm famishing out.
Okay, yeah. Irish famished, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to take the small potatoes with the big potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
True. Life's one potato is always bigger than the other, too. You ever notice that?
Yeah. I have noticed that, yeah, of course.
It's crazy. What's your favorite kind of potato?
Like the cooking style or
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Mm, Pretty good question. I think like the French fry is just so perfect.
The French fry is a so solid good. Piece it's of just, potato.
I know there's like au gratin is pretty good. Yeah. Mashed potatoes obviously pretty good.
Mashed potatoes are browns are so good.
That's cool, dude. We're doing this for us, man. What are you doing?
Okay.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
See, dude? he gets mad when you go up and like mess with, like, what's CJ doing? You know? And we get mad when he's like, calls our viewers out. Are all yeah. gone. Who cares, CJ?
I do.
Well, you care too much, bud.
Tell me to go eat an Irish cock. Not you, the viewers.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
That's fuck you, viewers. The only people who will ever make this.
I'm sorry. We're talking about potatoes, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then they don't like potato
brings
talk.
Us down. Yeah, if they don't like potato talk, this isn't the podcast for them. Potato and child pornography. Like, you know what I mean? That's...
¿Quién crees que eres?
You're the wrong pod, bro.
I try to create the content I would want to
right want yeah, to watch.
Yeah,
right.
Ingest,
consume.
I would say French fry though, just because like hash brown. There's so many good choices, but like if I had one, the only one I could ever have
is French fries.
I love fucking French fries.
I love French fries too. They're so damn good, especially seasoned correctly.
Mm.
Oh man, get out of town with that.
Like a good skillet potato, though. You know, like
it's good as well. I know it's good. It's good. A nice hash.
A good old baked potato. Twice baked, maybe.
Mm.
That's solid too. Yeah.
Triple baked.
Oof, never had one of those.
Me either, but we can try it.
Let's get baked.
We should get baked. Whoa, they'll come back.
Let's be potatoes and get baked.
Give me a mug for me.
Yeah,
give me a bud.
Don't touch me.
Why you gotta be so gay?
So last week we talked about the cartel and how
the kidnapping.
How Tay got a little tummy tuck, and with the tummy tuck, it was cheaper in Mexico, but also had the price of killing a couple of her friends.
Well,
which is fine.
What doesn't come with a price tag of two of your friends? You know,
with every reaction, there's a reaction. So,
have you guys ever seen Burn After Reading?
Yes,
it was basically the Burn After Reading, like the black remake of Burn After Reading.
Yeah.
I've never
except
seen
they
that.
Can't read.
Can you
¿Quién crees que eres?
Can you explain it to me? Burn After Reading?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Brad Pitt.
Outstanding.
A woman, like 15 years ago. Dude, I don't know.
Burn After Reading is about a woman's adventure trying to get cosmetic surgery. And there's laughter.
In Mexico?
In America, but there's laughter and sorrow and tragedy and misadventure along the way.
Mm. Thank you for elaborating.
Ruining the podcast.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good stuff.
What?
Anyways.
What happened to the cartel?
Man, good stuff. We hate
CJ.
Oh, dude,
didn't they? Let's hate them together. Didn't they give their people up? The people that were supposedly involved with the kidnapping and stuff, didn't they?
Supposedly, my good friend CJ forwarded over that the cartel had to apologize.
Wow.
Because
that's new of them. It's very woke.
It is very woke, but because what they're pressured to do so because I guess they were afraid of what?
The ramifications.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put a bad.
Is that what it was?
Well, I mean, yeah.
They wanted to put a bad stain on their name, you know?
Yeah. They look at what we're doing
you don't
to
want
Ukraine
the United
and they're like,
States,
oh, shit.
Yeah. You don't want the United States military apparatus turning it like towards you for any reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? They were trying to stay on our good side.
Yeah, true.
By trafficking our pharmaceuticals
and people.
It works.
It does work.
$1 billion industry.
True. What'd they say?
Oh, just I don't know. I think they have they wrote an apology letter, I believe. And I want our Mexican in-house podcaster to
read it.
Read it.
I don't know how to read either, so.
You know how to read.
Jesus.
Smells good. Weed smells so good.
They apologize, dude. That's insane.
It's in the quotes there. Center paragraph.
I don't know the last time I smoked weed. I'm so excited.
What do you mean? Yeah, let me take a little rip before
get in character.
Let me get
it. You need a bandana? Or like a fat white chick by your side?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. I have a drinking problem.
So this is the apology from the cartel after the kidnapping, right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, what happened? I'm just getting a fucking pop-up.
Cock up.
I don't know what happened, dude. Fix your phone. We were there, and then all of a sudden, I got a pop-up fucking... Why are we still getting pop-ups, dude?
Pop-up video.
Why are we still getting those? Mm-hmm. Like advertisement just popping up.
I don't know, dude.
What do you think the cartel said? We're sorry, mister.
Lo siento.
Dear America, we are so sorry for killing your black people.
Whoa. We thought you didn't want them either.
We thought they were Haitian.
Is that what they said? Yeah. Persian.
That's what it was, right? They thought they were Persian fucking drug mules or something like that. That's why they
Persian?
Killed them.
I would kill them if they're Persian, for sure. They're purple sweat tracksuits. Gold chains, dude.
Or matching tracks, dude.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, nice. Buddy, I just asked all over myself.
Sorry, it's hard to find the full text because it's...
You literally just had it, didn't you?
Yeah, we couldn't see it.
Well, that was a great segment, you guys.
She still looks fat. That's maybe something that they said. Yeah.
We gave her a tummy tuck with bullets.
Jesus Christ. We cauterized her wounds.
With it's nothing new.
With hot bullets.
These people go to Popeye's chicken every day and this happens.
Jesus Christ. That's not true. Some of them go to churches.
And they get shot too.
Dude, jeez, mainstream dude. News websites are fucking such garbage.
Hot take of the day.
Hot take of the day. Hot mainstream news.
Fucking insane, though.
Mainstream. Like,
yeah. It's innavigable. You can't even navigate this.
Did you say the N-word?
Yeah, I thought he did, dude.
It's so crazy. Like,
my Irish blood
four
just got
mainstream
boiled.
News websites so far I've gone to.
The little leprechaun's angry, dude.
Bullshit, dude.
This little fucking leprechaun's mad right now, yeah. Dude.
Irish rage.
Who stole your gold, boy?
Jesus Who stole Christ. Your lucky charms?
Okay.
All right, where are we at? In parentheses?
Yeah, you got this paragraph
right okay. There. The Gulf Cartel Group is court point strongly condemns the events of Friday, March 3rd, in which, unfortunately, an innocent working mother died.
I didn't know there was gay people in the cartel.
What do you mean, that's dude? How that's they how they talk.
Really?
It's all gay yeah. people, dude.
It's all gay.
And four American citizens were kidnapped, for which to die. A translation of the letter says, for this reason, we have decided to hand over those involved directly responsible for the events, who at all times acted under their own determination and indiscipline, and against the rules in which the CDJ has always operated.
What's the CDJ?
Cartel del Golfo. The Gulf Cartel Group okay. in Spanish. I mean, those are some nice words that they wrote back.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
And you know what? I accept their apology.
Me too.
I feel like they really didn't mean to do that.
Escorpiones, you are forgiven.
Yeah.
Did that move?
Probably.
God damn.
This little fucking leprechaun is riding around, dude.
We've only been recording for 28 minutes. We could start over. We could do all those things we just did
and lose
better.
The solid gold, dude.
At the end of this fucking gay ass rainbow. Sorry, IG.
That's perfect.
Here you go, bud. Take a hit of this and forget about your problems.
I don't got any problems, dude. I only got fucking solutions.
And that's how boy Nick was back. That's
did anything do you think initiate your sadness, Nick? Or
I was just kidding. I'm good.
You're not sad?
No.
You sure?
So what I mean...
Happy as a clown, dude.
John Wayne Gacy? How many bodies you got stacked up, boy? So that stopped the Americans from infiltrating Mexico for this?
Basically.
That's cool.
I mean, it's a solid written apology. Like, you can tell they got a translator.
I just think it's funny to picture, like, middle management at the cartel when they find out that some of their underlings just killed four Americans.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think they got
like,
PR'd in?
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Yeah, true.
Like, you did what?
They killed their family, probably.
Two Americans killed.
Yeah. But I'm saying then that the middle group went and killed that cartel's family. Punishment. You don't
think
so?
The middle group is in that cartel.
I know, so they're punishing them. Aren't they punished? Don't they punish the cartel for doing those things, dude? The Young Guns?
It's a half-assed apology, dude. They didn't mean it. All right. And they probably honestly gave up the people that weren't even involved in it, just their weaker people.
That's smart.
I mean, I'd do it.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
If I ran a cartel,
yeah,
I would give up my weak people. Pinchy Jose, Juan, CJ, you know. They're all just, they have
that's
weird names.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. It's mean, dude.
I know. It was mean. I'm
tequila
sorry.
Tequila makes you mean.
Tequila makes me horny, too. You better watch out, dude.
I am watching out, dude.
I just look at your dick.
Watch out.
If you had a decent dick, you'd be coming out of that thing by now.
True, huh? Yeah. If you look like that. There's nothing there, folks.
Pedro's actually a lesbian woman.
Non-binary, dude.
So sorry.
That's rude. Exist.
The cartel writes a better apology than you.
All right, guys. Next subject. CJ?
Thank you.
Where do we go from that?
Time for St. Patrick's Day. Crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view of what some say is a piece of Irish
St. Patrick's
Day. This video is so good.
Area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
They're fucking.
It's funny how newscasters have to try and pretend they care.
I know.
Community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
Oh, to me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah!
Say
yay!
He's like, and he's like,
say, I told you, this eye.
If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur
sketch is so good.
This sketch is solid, dude. Looks like my daughter drew it.
Even have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead.
Could be a crackhead.
Wrong stuff.
That's more probable than it being a leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
Get down to the bottom of this.
It's just my hero.
Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Yo, he's got full military.
This guy
helped military
out. He's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up.
He's been touched by an angel,
for
sure.
This wards off spells right here.
This wards off spells.
This can't be real.
That's what I feel like.
This cannot be real.
Father who's Irish.
Yeah, this is like black LARPing.
To get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
Yo, that's a solid song, dude.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
That's Wiz Khalifa, dude.
That's Wagga Flagga, dude.
I saw that video.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uplift this tree.
That's gotta be like 15 years old.
Dude, it's, yeah.
20
it's just,
maybe?
It's gotta be fake, dude.
That's old school internet.
Yeah, it's probably 20 years old, because I was probably about 13 when I saw it.
Same.
Yeah.
It still stuck with me.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so good.
I've always loved
seeing black such a people in videos I watch.
That looked like a leprechaun to me.
Who else seen a leprechaun say, yeah?
And then like, he like turns over and he's like, I told you they saw it.
It is perfect comedy. All the wrong stuff.
It is perfect comedy. The blending of like black culture with Irish culture is so fun. It's like incongruity.
Oh, I know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, but there are people that do believe in like fucking gnomes and like fairies and shit.
For sure.
Yeah.
They smoke crack.
They're on drugs.
They high on crack.
God damn.
Yeah. What a classic.
That is such a solid video. Mm.
That gives me, you know, like when you're saying you were lacking the Christmas cheer.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
gives me that St. Patrick kind of like
vibe.
Yeah, I'm like a leprechaun, yeah. dude.
You guys ever seen the movie Leprechaun, dude?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Never seen
Have
it.
Have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Damn, there's.
I mean, I've seen scenes of
there
it.
Was like, I have never followed actors or anything like that, but there's some, I feel like, well known actors in that movie.
Mm.
Like in their early shit. It's just about this little leprechaun. They find a pot of gold, and then the leprechaun comes looking for you. It's hilarious. Yeah. Looks like Andrew Santino fucking running around.
Well, leprechaun grind, dude. Those actors, it's crazy.
It's a good movie. You should check it out. And then there was Leprechaun 2, which was all right, too. I know for sequels, it's kind of hard to get into a sequel, you know, because you're expecting the same as the first. But it delivers for what it is.
Mm. You want to talk about movies?
Yeah, let's talk about movies.
I watched Smile.
Dude, Smile is so fucking good. It's pretty good, dude.
Kind of reminded me of It Follows a little bit.
I didn't think I see that.
Yeah,
Oh, wait.
It's worth checking out.
Is that the similar concept, right?
Yeah, similar concept. Yeah. But it was well done. It's good to see a horror movie that's like...
like decent, yeah. For sure. And then I think I feel like they did a good job on the creature at the end.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like over the top scary, but it was eerie, dude. It was creepy, which was, I think, a better...
I feel like a lot of those horror movies, it's hard for them to end them. They come up with a good idea. They're like, what do we do to fucking end this shit?
And then it was like kind of semi-predictable too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To, to what was going to happen. Oh, like, yeah, you have to kill yourself in front of nobody. Like, yeah, I knew that. Spoiler. Yeah.
Same. Two. Shout out.
Yeah, but it wasn't that done by the dude who did...
Dude, Where's My Car?
No. I think it was Midsommar. I think it was the same director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ari something. Ari Shaffir? No. Yeah. He's a good director. But I think he... And then that dude has a new movie coming out called... something about Bo. Are you getting upset? He's fucking raging. I heard the sigh away from the microphone, dude. Are you mad?
He's so mad.
I'm just listening to you guys talk about fucking TV or whatever, dude.
Something about Bo, and it's like that same trippy vibe that dude gives.
That guy makes good movies, because like Hereditary,
Midsommar,
yeah. All almost good movies.
What do you think?
It's always almost good.
Okay, I see where you're going for.
What do you think his favorite potato is?
Hash browns.
Probably hash browns, but made with
blood.
Children's blood.
Hash browns, but made with children's anuses.
Heirloom tomatoes. Or heirloom potatoes, dude.
Hash brown eyes.
Oh, with Kid Calamari. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Kid Calamari. That's Pedro's rap name. Jesus.
Yo, I'm Kid Calamari coming from the sea. Can't see me. That's crazy. I'm not going to go off right now. That was good. It sounded like a leprechaun to me.
Uproot that tree.
Over with that dude.
I'm going to run the back coming up, root the tree.
Yeah, speaking of black culture on St. Patrick's Day.
Let's do it.
Colin Kaepernick.
What about him?
Colin Kaepernick.
What? Dude, I haven't heard from him since the knee incident.
Really?
And I'm not talking about the George Floyd.
Then you're out of black culture. That just proves that you're racist.
I ain't out of black. I'm out of black culture, but that doesn't prove I'm racist, dude.
You're more like Black Lives Matter. Like they're
I'm the fake.
They're like matter. I'm the fake. It's like Adams.
Black lives are matter. We technically all are. So we're
exactly.
The same.
So, yeah. But no, he's wild, dude. He's
what's going on?
He was adopted by white folks.
Does he still have the hair?
And then he said that his white parents were problematic. For adopting.
For not letting him have cornrows when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Damn.
They didn't let me have cornrows.
Y'all gave me everything I ever wanted, but you were toxic as fuck.
Literally, dude. Literally.
I became a football player.
I became a successful athlete and cultural icon thanks to you.
And I like cornrows.
Yeah. You fucking racist pigs.
I didn't say that. I didn't call them racist pigs.
So sad.
That's what they are.
He said they were problematic. In what way? What did they do?
They like, didn't was he let just, him wear cornrows.
Was he just recollecting like memories from his child? He's like, they weren't letting me be in touch with my black culture, man.
Yeah, they're like, I can't watch the Literally, Bill Cosby show. I can't watch Fat Albert.
He said they didn't let him wear cornrows.
Oh,
I wasn't
man.
Making a joke.
I thought that was a straight joke. No. Man. Coming from you, it's more like a gay joke.
This guy.
That's not very good.
Give me the banana, that's not funny.
I'll fucking wear it proudly.
Just puts it in his pants. Not so bad anymore, is it?
Oh, man.
Pretty
told
decent.
You, told you it was decent.
Pretty decent. That's a decent banana in your pants.
That's a decent fucking.
That's decent
piece of
fruit.
Potassium, right there, dude.
Okay, true, true.
Put the ass in potassium.
All right. Here, you want to hold this?
Here's something that's more interesting than Colin Kaepernick's dumbass.
Okay, sorry, dude. I'm just trying to keep it alive. Why are you being so negative?
Was it towards you? Really, it was towards negative, Colin Kaepernick.
Dude. Negative energy, dude.
Negative energy.
Put out the energy you want to receive.
Yeah. That's why he's...
You want to receive.
I want to be choke fucked.
Is that my phone? That would be my wife calling me right
is
now.
Is it?
Is there a national emergency happening? Oh.
Yeah, it's vibrating against others. Well, sorry about that.
This is like we're so
it's
not
the Irish luck, dude. It's the Irish luck.
We are straight. Yeah, it's crazy. Just look at Strobin. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, viewers at home. Luck of the Irish. It feels great. Dude, how bad is Irish music? Can we talk about that?
I've never listened to Irish music.
Oh, my.
That's, how, you know, that's how bad it is.
I was trying to segue off of that thing that you got offended by into early early Irish people were black. Did you know that shit?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Check that out.
They were black?
They were black with blue eyes.
Well, I said they had more in common than we thought.
That's...
You remember me saying that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So wait, well, we go further into this.
So prehistoric people who inhabited Ireland around 10,000 years ago were dark or black-skinned and had bright blue eyes, according to Trinity College Dublin geneticist.
What if they just showed up as white Irish?
Look at the Irish, mate! We can uproot that tree!
Maybe that's why they were slaves.
They got scared white?
Dude, everybody was black. Everybody was black.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Columbus, black.
Remember when we were in Africa?
Black. George Washington, black. Man.
Thomas Edison,
black. Steve Jobs, black.
He's black as fuck.
Bill Clinton, HEMA.
Jeez Louise, man. Oh, that's crazy to think about that we were all black.
Jesus, black.
Jesus, black.
Jesus, black.
Yep.
Black as hell, dude.
As black gets.
Yep.
He's hung, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That's how you know he was black.
Man, he did work that wood pretty good, you know? It was a long piece of wood.
That shit ain't civilized, dude. That shit from another planet.
¿Quién crees que eres?
His daddy blessed him with that piece. Now my wife, wanted to eat his bread and fucking drink his blood every week. Yeah. Fucking whore.
That's why the not of this world, dude.
Yeah, not of this world, true. That's a fun fact, though. It's cool.
Yeah.
You think their food would be better then, though?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then.
And their music would be better, too, if they were actually black to the core.
What Irish music are you listening to?
It's
dude?
Like weird, like... I can't even explain. I don't even know. Dude.
Is it polka?
It's like some Irish bullshit.
It's like polka-ish in like a different way, I guess.
In an Irish
kind
way.
Of. It's in an Irish way. It's like, which is terrible. Mexican music,
I mean,
fucking sucks.
Well, that's polka too.
That Mexican
that's
music
polka
is too.
Too.
Yeah.
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 It all originates.
I want to poke
fucking,
my ears out.
I want to poke my fucking drum, eardrums out, dude.
Polka is the reason Hitler attacked Poland.
Yeah.
Solely?
So
wait,
he was like, I would have left you alone, but
did Poland create polka?
That's what I just asserted without having any.
And then polka, then it kind of makes sense because like Latin,
yeah, it came
and
from
Spanish,
the top, dude.
Yeah,
everything comes from the top.
That's what's crazy about the Music Instrument Museum.
Oh, the MIM.
Yeah, because you go there and you listen to all like where music started from. You just see it's like people that just colonized other cultures. They would just take.
Oh,
little
yeah.
Music things or things that they create,
well,
like
yeah,
mesh them into
that?
Their own.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to see how food moves that way and music moves that exact same way.
What is that saying? Well, like mimicking is the ultimate flattery or something like that.
Source of flattery. Yeah. Cuckolding is the sincerest form of lovery.
Love making.
apparently it originated in Bohemia, which was
Rhapsody?
Oh, Bohemian Grove,
which is an area within the Czech Republic.
Good, the Czechs, dude.
Check
those people,
it out.
Dude. Those Czechs, solid people, dude. I've always said solid folk.
Really?
But, yeah. But it has been accepted as an ethnic symbol by Polish immigrants to North America, and
that's crazy.
Man. That is crazy.
Considered a Polish dance, even though the dance is not actually Polish.
Whoa, dude, what happened to this?
Holy shit, dude, no way.
Micro SD card has limited space remaining, and it's still going.
Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Hopefully we make it.
Holy shit, dude, this day.
It's crazy. How
what's going
this
on?
Episode
I'm not
going
to run home because I'm going to get hit by a car or
you're
something.
Running home after you've been treating him like dog shit the whole episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna run you over.
Yeah, do not drive him. Hit him.
I'm the one that's
yo, speaking
run you
of,
over, dude.
I went to
whoa, what'd you say? Did you call yourself a...
I said speaking of, dude. Speaking of, dude, I went to a good old bar on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I was driving home and then like...
Smart.
Sick invite.
Yeah, sick invite, drunk driving.
I wasn't drunk.
How many fucking tallies?
I wasn't drunk.
Point
whatsoever.
0.01 is drunk in Arizona, dude.
I was .01. I was under that.
Then you're good.
Yeah, I tested myself. Allegedly, I was driving home.
And I don't know how I got there.
Yeah, I touched myself.
Allegedly, I got home. I have no idea how. Yeah.
No, dude, I was completely good.
Okay.
And I was driving home, and in front of me, probably like, I say 75 yards out, I see three cars blocking the three lanes.
Yeah.
And they all had their flashing lights on. Uh-huh. All right. So I'm like merging.
Is that a leprechaun?
I looked like a leprechaun to me.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun.
I was like, okay, I'm going to merge to the right so I can still get by, like, on the far right end. And once I merged, dude, in between the space of the cars, I saw a fucking body laying on the ground.
Really?
Yeah. It was insane, dude. My heart started.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah, dude, it was wild.
And you got Lululemon on you, faggot.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Whoops. Dude, Lululemon's the most comfortable type of shorts.
Did you buy those?
No, my wife did for me.
With his credit card.
No, I don't have a credit card.
Debit card.
I don't have a credit card.
They gave him a credit card, dude?
Crazy. You have to be a citizen.
Anyway, dude, I saw a fucking body on the ground.
Okay, sorry.
And I drove past, and I, like, stopped there for, like, 30 seconds, and then I noticed the dude breathing. And I was like, okay, he's going to be all right.
No, this is him. He's like, cops are going to come here soon. I need to get out of here.
I need to get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to go kiss this guy really quick, and then I'm out.
My 0.01, dude. But I called, and they're like, is this for the accident of the pedestrian? I guess he was like.
You called?
Yeah, dude, I always
I've never called.
No, really?
No, dude, I don't snitch on a dead body.
I mean, I just wanted the dude to survive because I saw him breathing, and I was like, let's get these people over here.
What color was he?
He was a white male, probably a solid 210, 215, not built, out of shape.
My shape, according to fucking Gerardo,
dude. He looked like Nick. His fat piece of shit just laying on the ground.
Roadkill.
He deserved to be killed. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lie. Hit the button for me.
King Chris did it.
No, so I was like, I just want to inform you about this accident. They're like, the one on 32nd. I was like, yeah. But they're like, we already know about it. And I was like, I just want to let you know the dude was still breathing when I... And she was like, oh, was he... And they, like, transferred me over to, like, the ambulance to the fire department that was on their way out there. And she was like, hey, you said they were that he was still breathing? I was like, yeah, he's... I saw his stomach move up and down, like, three or four times. I was like, homie's still breathing, but we don't know about it yet. And then I tried looking it up,
she,
like, a couple days.
Did she say, órale?
She said, okay, thanks, Holmes.
Vaminos.
And then...
Policia.
As soon as I was making the turn over to, like, towards my house... They were turning down that road to go to the accident.
It was got arrested.
It's because you called them.
Yeah. You I don't did, think it was, dude. I don't think it was because I called
you
them.
You saved him.
No, I didn't save him. I just let him know that.
Hooray for Pedro!
I just let him know that he was still breathing.
Pedro, dude,
Pedro
you're a
saved
fucking
my
wife. Lifesaver.
Pedro saved my wife.
No, dude, I just let him know that he was still breathing.
You're a hero.
You are a hero.
I'm definitely
you're
not
a Hispanic hero. You're a drunk driving
And there's
hero.
Not a lot of those.
Actually, to be honest, I saw three guys laying on the ground, but I think it was only... I looked at the one in the middle, and I was just like...
Too dark.
So you're in this as a threesome?
No, I was implying that...
I got three
that
bodies, only one matters.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That was good, man.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Pretty fucking racist, boy.
Well, you just dropped
the bomb
on you, dude. Fucking monkey. I can call Pedro a monkey, dude. It's fine. What can't I call you? Can you say all the things I can't call you?
There's nothing. You've called
me
everything.
I don't know what I'm saying. I have a drinking problem.
That's so rude, dude. That hurts my feelings. That drop hurts my feelings.
Yeah, but you do. And you, there's nothing you haven't called me.
Hmm?
I said there's nothing you haven't called you.
Yeah. Well, I don't call you to begin with, so put that on record.
No, so, you've called
no,
me.
No, it's on record.
You've said beaner, spick. Uh-huh. Wet back.
Mm-hmm.
Live video ended.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a good part to end, to be honest. Aside from all
that,
the racial yeah. slurs
you're right about
that you call me to my face.
Right. The sand.
Well, you haven't gone that far yet. You just do all the Mexican ones to me, man.
Yeah, true. All constantly.
Constantly. Yeah, like, you berate me with them.
And my phone, you're saved as that.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning to a text saying, what's up, Beaner?
Yeah.
At least three times a week.
I feel like at least I'm saying good morning to
you're a good friend, yeah.
Yeah. What's CJ
what
say,
is
dude?
That, Beaner?
Up. Up is a two-letter word made up of a consonant and a vowel, dude, indicating a direction.
I cannot believe how many technical difficulties have happened on the luck of the Irish episode.
It is pretty crazy.
More like the luck of the Mexican, am I right?
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. Bad, bad luck, dude.
Yeah.
Up is that I'm getting a new job, dude. I got a new job.
Ole! That's what I was looking for.
Ole! He's selling esquites and elote around neighborhoods.
Yeah. So if you hear that horn, boy, come out get you esquite.
Dude, I'll fuck with some esquites.
I was craving that so bad the other night, dude. I was like, I want
favorite kind of potato. Go.
I'd say baked potato.
Really? That's your favorite potato?
I love a good baked potato with mayonnaise.
Folks, can you believe it?
This crooked phone. Chives, fucking mayonnaise, dude. Cheese.
Mayonnaise? That's sour cream?
Not sour cream. I'm mayonnaise? Not a sour mayonnaise.
That's what you put on elote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he asked about potatoes.
Baked potato.
I thought we were
You put mayonnaise on a baked potato before?
No, that's wild.
Yeah, that's weird.
I like the taste. It tastes really good.
You are you a try fat it.
Hispanic.
I'm a fat Hispanic?
No, it's fat a gut.
You said the whole word.
I know, because he didn't get the cue, dude. He tuned out of this episode 30 minutes. Whenever he dropped out of the IG,
When we were talking about movies, dude, he was like, I'm out.
He wishes he had heroin right there.
I was literally about to make fun of Pedro for talking about TV or whatever. I was like, Jenna.
He brought it up.
And then you were like, should we talk about movies? And I was like, all right.
I just wanted to show him smile, dude. I like
it's a good movie.
Horror movies. What's the big deal, dude? People like pop culture too, CJ. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude.
God damn it!
You guys literally attacked me for this. I didn't say anything.
You sighed so hard, dude. You didn't have to say anything. You legit. Well, you'll hear it when you watch this episode.
I can't help what I do.
You sighed so high.
Your hernia, or no, your hemorrhoid fucking burst.
Popped out. I sighed so hard I had to tuck my hemorrhoid back in.
You became straight again, dude, for a little bit.
You thought you were taking a 45-minute dump in the morning.
We have a game to play. Do you guys want to play this
game?
Let's
play the game.
Let's play the game, dude.
But we were talking about it.
We've had all the luck on our side. Let's play this game.
Well, we should smoke weed, though. I have more weed that I can load unless you
But we
got
should
smoke.
Try to get this out because the SD card's running out.
I'm just... Oh, you know what? We have 6 minutes. Here we go, dude.
Are we going to get through this game?
Because it says right there.
Oh, that's sick.
Okay. Are we going to get through this game?
Yes.
Do you believe
it? A couple of years ago, an article was published by a dating app that only allowed beautiful people on it. And they noticed that Irish men were the ugliest of all the people.
It took an app to realize that?
That's all. Yeah.
And so today we've got a final game, 5 minutes or less.
Irish.
5 minutes or less, my sex life, dude.
Irish or Down syndrome.
That's not funny.
We're playing Irish or Down syndrome?
Irish or Down syndrome.
Dude, I haven't played this game since high school.
My first girlfriend read that, though, I was thinking the whole time.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like four square.
Round one of Irish or Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
It's hard to tell the difference. But I'm going to go with Down syndrome, too. I'm going to follow my mate here. Irish and Down syndrome. I'm going to say that.
Well,
she's got red hair.
Double curse.
Let's be clear.
She's got red hair. Can we not mix?
Down syndrome trumps Irish. Because Irish is like halfway there, and then Down syndrome's all the way there. So
okay.
It's Irish or Down syndrome, but if you're Down syndrome and Irish, then it's Down syndrome. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. That's not funny.
That's the rule of the game, dude.
Don't be mean to CJ. He's going to stab on us.
He's got his gun.
You guys win on round one.
Allegedly.
We did?
Yep. You both have 1 point.
Respect.
Solid.
Round two of Irish or Down syndrome. And remember, again, if they're Irish, clearly... You still have to figure out if they have Downs, because if they have Downs, then they're Downs, not Irish.
Okay.
The question is...
Or, not and.
Is it just... Are they just Irish, and that's what Irish looks like, or do they have Down syndrome, right?
And that one wasn't Irish. It was Down syndrome, the first one?
That was Down syndrome.
Interesting.
She may have been Irish, but she had Down syndrome. Mm.
What's her favorite kind of potato?
Corn.
Just put mayonnaise all over it. As it goes to him.
Round two.
Fight.
Of Irish or Down syndrome.
Mm. God, dude.
I think just Irish.
I think just Irish. Yeah. It looked like a leprechaun to me.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun.
It looks like a leprechaun.
Did you steal my gold?
That is Ed Sheeran. So Down syndrome.
Oh.
No. You guys got 2 points. Right.
We're killing this game.
Whoever smoked this last pre-Irish, like whatever the Irish was before.
Did I Irish lift it?
This is so Irish.
He homesteaded Irish lip that, dude.
That was probably me. I got these big Irish lips, dude.
God, how many potatoes can
these
you fit?
These lips were made for talking. That's dude, just what they do.
That's a funny substitute. Dude, I walked into this bar, but I had to leave because there were a lot of Irish in there.
If you know what I mean. Oh, that's crazy, dude.
Round three. Irish or Downs syndrome?
Downs.
I'm going Irish.
I'm going down.
He's got a leprechaun suit on, dude. Literally, it's a purple
suit.
That's
Persian.
No, I'm going to say Irish.
Head of the Persian cartel right there.
We got Downs and Irish.
I'm saying Irish.
This man is Downsy.
Oh, no way, dude. Yeah, how could you tell the difference?
So the last guy was Ed Sheeran, by the way. This guy is Seamus Mooney, 75 years old, may be the oldest man in Ireland with Down syndrome.
And that's all, yeah, that, I don't think they usually live that long either.
No, not
75 years?
Yeah.
Without dodging traffic or chasing a squirrel?
Well, they dodge traffic every day. How do you think they're still alive, dude?
All right. Round, whatever this is. Next round on Irish or Downs. We've got 2 minutes.
Oh, that's actually a famous rugby player for the Ireland team.
Really? Irish.
Yeah. Irish.
We're going Irish on
I'm
this
I'm going
fella?
Irish.
That's, come on, guys.
What's he implying?
I don't know. He looks like he's having fun.
He looks like he's about to roll over on some opposing competitors.
He's having a good time, dude.
Next round. Nick's up by 1 point. Hell, that's yeah. How we'll roll this. Irish or Downs? Going into the ladies.
Is that the girl
right
that
now?
You liked on that fucking.
That's the, yeah, that's the one in Smasher Pass, dude. That was on the Smasher Pass. So, she Irish. Is Irish.
Irish. Still tied up. Irish or Downs?
Downs. She's the Victoria's Secret model.
Come on, Paige.
Really?
Well, you got to give it away.
Because you're showing Downs. Me a picture of her, dude.
Knew it.
You both got it now. Because
I thought it was
Pedro
too obvious.
Had to
do it as a trick. I was like, she's kind of hot, like hot for Down syndrome.
They hide it pretty well. Next round, Irish or Downs.
Imagine how like hard she is. That's Down syndrome for sure. Or she got dropped as a baby. Either way, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Downs.
Correct.
Attractive, though, nonetheless.
That's yeah. The
I'd
first.
Play blocks with her.
I'd
count quarters with her, dude. That's fine.
That's the first Downs supermodel, Madeline Stewart.
Yeah, I'd lick nickels with her any day.
Irish or Downs?
She's hot.
Irish. Yeah.
Correct.
Smash or pass? Smash.
We're pretty good at knowing Irish or Downs. Yeah.
Irish.
It's the only game we're good at.
Downs.
Irish. I'm saying Irish.
Yeah, I have to, too. I
just pulled that one off. Yes, indeed. That is supposedly
gonna,
just Irish.
Yeah, I was going to flip it, but I was like, it's not. I didn't want to just oppose you just to oppose you. You know what
I don't know if you know this, but people with Down syndrome have a distinct look.
Their nose.
It's usually the dead giveaway is a forehead. Bone,
yeah. Final round.
Not, I mean,
Irish or Downs.
CJ's mom.
Come on, dude.
Don't give it away.
That's Irish Down syndrome. That's the king of the hill.
That's Irish autism, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the banana.
Irish or Downs?
That's not funny.